Okay, David, let's begin with just give me an example of an experience you had in Washington working for Senator Grassley that you believe has prepared you to be a member of Congress.
Well, you know, when you're serving Iowans in the United States Senate as Senator Grassley's chief of staff, you are in some ways, you know, the face and ears of the senator when he can't be in front of everybody at once. And so I spent many of my days, long hours, but enjoyable hours, on the phones with Iowans and in meetings with Iowans and listening to them, because that's a big part of it. You hear a lot of politicians out there talking and with their, seeing them with their mouths open, but listening is the most important trait that I learned from Senator Grassley when it comes to representing Iowans, because only by doing that can you therefore advocate for them.
Is there one thing you can do in Congress that would help create jobs in Iowa?
Well, when I look at what's happening around the state and the country, what you can do is give businesses, entrepreneurs, folks who have capital and want to invest in this economy, you want to give them certainty as to what's going to happen 10, 20, 30 years out. You know, with the tax code as we have it today, particularly the corporate tax code, when it comes to, you know, businesses who want to create jobs, it's a patchwork tax code of, you know, 1, 2, 3 years. And so a lot of businesses, entrepreneurs sit on the sidelines because they're unsure of what's going to happen in the next 10 years. And so certainty and permanence with the tax code can really be helpful.
Now, I have seen some polls that indicate that a majority of people are beginning to support a possible increase in the minimum wage. Would you support a minimum wage increase?
Well, I want to see everybody do well in this economy and make more money. And I'm not sure the best prescription of that is necessarily the minimum wage. But, you know, there are bipartisan ways to go about this. You know, it was the Senate who, just a few years ago, they increased the minimum wage. And I think the vote was 96-4. So if it's going to happen, I think you also need to give relief to small businesses because they employ about 70% of the workers out there in the workforce. And so if we can help the worker but at the same time ease that burden for small businesses, I think there's a pathway there.
The proposed changes to the renewable fuel standard seem to signal that the administration may move away from grain-based alternatives to conventional fuels. What would you do in Washington to work in a bipartisan manner on energy policy that would benefit Iowans and have a national appeal?
Well, first of all, by making the EPA, by having the EPA do this alone, that is not a bipartisan way to do this. That's the administration taking this up all on their own through rules and regulations and maybe even executive orders. This debate needs to happen in Congress, where both sides of the aisle can sit down, have the hearings, have the floor debate, and go about this in a methodical way so that they are representing their constituents. And so we should have this debate in the legislative way. And I think the EPA personally has gotten out in front on too many issues that they don't understand and are burdensome to this economy and farmers as well and the agriculture economy.
Yeah, speaking of agriculture, even with a former Iowa governor at the head of the Ag Department, farmers were kept in limbo for years over the new farm policies. How would you represent the interests of agriculture and rural communities in an environment that is heavily urban?
Yeah, well, you know, we have a state, as you know, that is, we have a very low unemployment rate. I mean, we're just above 4%, and part of that is because of our agriculture economy. And, you know, we fuel and feed the world. And so, you know, when it comes to agriculture policy, we need to make sure that there's certainty for our farmers. And there is a component that goes along with the farm programs, you know, with the SNAP programs. And so we need to make sure that we have that debate and that it's clarified that when folks are talking about the hefty price of the farm bill, that they know that all that money is not going to farmers necessarily. It's going to the SNAP programs and the food programs. And I kind of get tired of farmers getting thrown under the bus for being accused of taking all these subsidies when 80% of the farm bill funds go to the SNAP program.
You're running for Congress at a time when the approval ratings for Congress are pretty low. How do you think we got to this point?
Well, I think hyper-partisanship, some of the toxic language that some members of Congress use, and some in the media use, pundits as well. Gridlock has gotten us there. And we need to make sure that Iowa sends somebody to Washington who wants to govern and wants to sit down at the table and approach the hard issues that are facing our country, whether it's taxes, entitlement reform, this economy, and make sure that, you know, I don't want to blow up the government, but I want to take a stick here and whack it here and there. But I want to serve and be there to be a part of the solution, because Iowans want somebody at the table who's going to move the ball forward. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to compromise and give up your principles necessarily, but you do need to cooperate, and I will be there for Iowans, because should I be elected to Congress, you know, I will remember that I represent all Iowans in the 3rd District.
On that point, can you imagine yourself working with the other party to accomplish something for the good of Iowa?
Yes, and it's happened before. You know, my former boss, Senator Grassley, whether he was chairman or ranking member of the Finance Committee, he worked with Senator Max Baucus, a Democrat from Montana, and they moved tax reform. They moved trade agreements. They moved, you know, taking care of some issues regarding Medicare and Social Security, some smaller fixes. And so what you have to do is you have to come to the table in an honest, open fashion and say, I am somebody you can work with. I do not want a political issue to ride on. I want to fix the problem. And I think that a good policy out there is the best politics in the end.
Nearly every candidate running for office talks about cutting government waste and bringing down the deficit. Can you name a program or a department you could cut and explain why?
Well, I think that you have to leave no department or agency untouched, and you have to look at all of them because, you know, we've heard of enough waste, fraud, abuse, and mismanagement all over the board, from the EPA, Department of Education, Department of Defense, Department of State. And what we need to do is we need to really get into the books of these federal agencies. And folks talk about auditing the Federal Reserve. I'd like to do that. I'd also like to audit the full federal government. And Congress has a responsibility to guard the taxpayer dollars of their constituents and find out what is going on with them. And also, there are so many duplicative programs out there. I think the last count, well, there are 37 job training programs spread out, you know, over dozens of agencies. And so if we can get a better accounting of what's going on in our government and audit it, we can help, you know, cut back on some of these duplicative programs and really zero in on where our taxpayer dollars are being spent.
Are we spending enough on national defense, do you think?
Well, the president wants to move the Department of Defense dollars down to pre-World War II levels. And let's take a look at this world today. You know, I am war-weary, certainly, like a lot of Iowans and a lot of Americans. But, you know, we have some real issues out there with some madmen out there. There are people, leaders of other countries that do not trust this president, whether it's Putin or Assad or Rouhani. And some of our allies are maybe not so trusting either. But we need to make sure that should there be some cuts in defense ever, that they are not hurting our readiness and not hurting the safety of our troops.
Immigration reform is an important issue to Iowans. It's stalled in Congress. What immigration reforms would you support?
Well, first of all, I think we need to put a human face on the issue. And that for the most part, the folks that are coming here, legally or illegally, they want a better life. And they want to do better for their family. They want that shot at the American dream like so many of our you know, forefathers and foremothers had when they came over here. We are all immigrants. We are a nation of immigrants. I know that we need to control the border first. I mean, the law is the law. It's for our sovereignty and national security. And if you think about it, there wouldn't be so many folks coming in illegally if we reformed our legal immigration system and really got a hold on what was going on there with our legal system.
Almost all scientists and scientific organizations now pretty much are on the same page as far as climate change, climate warming. Do you believe in the science that you're reading about climate change and that it is caused by human intervention? And if so, should the government get involved in making changes?
Well, I've seen, like a lot of people, credible studies on both sides on this issue. But I do know one thing for sure. We need to use sound science and not put this into a political science box. We need to make sure also that if this is going to be proposed in public policy, it needs to not be done unilaterally through this administration, through executive order, or by the EPA. It needs to be done in Congress. You know, the people of Iowa and all over the country, they vote for folks to represent them in Congress to take on these tough issues and not just buck them to an agency. So let's have this debate, and we need to just be very careful about how we go forward this. And it needs to be a long debate with amendments and a full-fledged debate, because this can have some real, real impact on our economy, especially the agriculture community as well.
Those are my questions. Thanks for your direct and brief answers. It helps a lot. If there is anything else that you'd like to say, or any other issues that are especially important to you?
Well, I will say that what distinguishes me from the rest of the field in this race is that I'm ready on day one. I have served Iowa as Senator Grassley's chief of staff, and I know what works and what doesn't work in Washington, D.C. And, you know, everybody listening here knows that most of it doesn't work. And Washington is dysfunctional. But beyond being a vote for Iowa, there are tools there that can be used that more members of Congress should use, those tools of oversight and investigation, to make sure that this government is accountable to the taxpayer. Because this government's big, and it's overshadowing us, and it's watching us. And folks like myself, I know how to get in there and watch this government for the taxpayer. I'll be ready on day one.